Luke's story of the discovery of the empty tomb by the women is a rich and dynamic story. The sounds of the story are relatively easy to identify in terms of the basic moves within the story. The first episode is a description of the stone being rolled away from the perspective of the women. So it's told with their emotions. Their emotion is, on the one hand, perplexity, as is named in the story, but it's also fear, unknown, and terror then at the response, at the discovery with the appearance of the two men. The angel's words are calm. The announcement is with joy, and then the second part of it is to remember. And that's the major theme of the angel's words. So it is told with the intensity of, you know, remember, remember. Then the next part of the story, returning from the tomb, is told from the perspective of the women and communicates their excitement and that they told all this to the apostles. The description of their disbelief of the apostles is from the point of view of the narrator and is a big letdown. So Peter is going and running, has the energy of his going to find out what had happened and then being perplexed at the end of the story about what had happened. So those moves in the story are the places of major change in relation to the dynamics of the telling of the story. Its mnemonic structure is relatively easy to identify. The two episodes that establish the setting for the announcement are, first of all, the setting in time and place. First day of the week, early dawn, came to the tomb, found the stone rolled away, but when they went in, did not find the body. So part of the structure of this is they came to the tomb, they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they didn't find the body. That's the climax of that episode. The next one is the description of the two men in dazzling clothes and the response of the women of terror and bowing their faces to the ground. So a part of the mnemonic structure of this is first that they were perplexed, and then in response to the women or to the two men, that they were terrified and bowed their faces. The announcement of the resurrection by the men in dazzling clothes. The first, why are you looking for the living among the dead? He's not here, but has risen, are two lines that are structured as question-answer. Why do you look? He's not here, but has risen. The second episode is about remembering. So it's remember how he told you. And then it's basically a summary of the Passion prophecy. The Son of Man must be handed over to sinners, crucified, and on the third day rise again. And they remembered. So the key mnemonic hook here is to remember. The next episode is they're returning from the tomb. Again, a mnemonic hook to the first episode. They told it to the 11, to all the rest, and these were the ones. Now, this list, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women, is a distinctive Lucan list. But if you simply focus on those names and each of them being the description of the one of the women who was really excited and thrilled, ecstatic about this announcement, then the last episode is that they told this. Again, the two episodes at the end have the same introduction. They told this. They told this to all this to the 11. They told this to the apostles. And now their response. And then Peter's getting up and running to the tomb and so on. So this is a relatively easy story to learn as long as you identify the mnemonic structures that are built into the story. The story begins in the darkness. And that's a basic clue about how it begins. On the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. So it has that atmosphere of the early morning. The spices had been prepared on Friday before sundown in the immediate aftermath of Jesus' death and in the immediate aftermath of the burial. Joseph put him in the tomb, you know, quickly because it was near sundown. So then they went back and prepared the spices on Friday before sundown. So then they rested on the Sabbath on Saturday, which began Friday evening at sunset, and then went out early in the morning to the tomb, carrying the spices that they had prepared on Friday. This part of the story has an atmosphere of grief and mourning. The story creates a high degree of identification with the women and of sympathy with their grief. The stone rolled away from the tomb is described from the women's point of view, and what it does is to convey their emotions here. So they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. So it's not from an objective point of view. It's from the perspective of the women and communicates their emotions. Same with they're going into the tomb and they didn't find the body of Jesus. So as they were talking about and puzzled about this, which is the description of their emotion, is perplexity. They didn't know what had happened. So they're confused. Suddenly, the two men appear, who are described by their clothing. Two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The dazzling clothes means they are divine messengers. They are signs of the presence of God. Their announcement of the resurrection is a reversal of all expectations. It is an announcement of the victory over the power of evil. It's a vindication of Jesus' way of nonviolence. It's a new revelation of how God will save Israel and the world. The question that the men ask them is, first of all, a question of comfort. That is, of addressing their terror. So, hey, why are you looking for the living among the dead? He isn't here, but he is risen. So it is first a response to their terror at seeing them and is helping them to relax. So in telling the story, you first of all have to create the terror in order for there to be then something for the men to respond to. The focus of this announcement is on remembering. Remember what he had foretold, and that they then remembered. So the experience of the resurrection is for us as listeners to remember with the women. Luke's listeners are invited to remember all that has gone before. It is implicit that they will remember the passion prophecies, but it's also then to remember all of his words. So it's not just the words of his prophecy, but also all the words that he had spoken. So they are invited to go to the place of memory. And they go. They remembered his words. And that is told from the perspective of the women's interior experience. They remembered his words. So then they returned from the tomb and told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. There's excitement, energy, hope, promise. They're like kids running home to tell about a great thing that they had just seen. And their names have that same spirit. Now, it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women who were with them. So this is not a list of witnesses. This is rather the naming of the women who were ecstatic at what had been told them and of what they had discovered. So it's repeated. They told this to the apostles, but these words seemed to them like an idle tale, and they didn't believe them. Now, this is a typical male response to women's stories. It's the chick flick syndrome, you know, that, you know how women are. So implicit in this idle tale is the tales of women. But the audience hears this from the point of view of the women. So it's a major disappointment. You know, all the air has gone out of the balloon. It is a big letdown in relation to the women's announcement. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. He stooped, looked in, saw the linen cloth, and he went home. And I've translated this wondering what had happened, because it is not clear what this means that he saw the clothes. And it is not clear that he believes the women. Now, one of the things that is of particular interest about this story is that this, like the appearance on the road to Emmaus, is men telling stories about dumb things they had done and about other men being fools. In this case, the apostles not believing the women. Now, everybody who hears the story can, you knows about the traditions of women's stories, but clearly in this case, the women were completely right. And the problem was that the apostles wouldn't believe them. So this dynamic of men telling stories about other men being fools, which is what Jesus names them, you fools, you fools, don't you believe all these things that have been told to you? It's also here the establishment of the women as witnesses who should be respected and who should be paid attention to. So a major question that is left unresolved at the end of this story is whether or not the women will be vindicated, which they are when Jesus appears to the two on the road to Emmaus. So this is a story of joy, of reversal of expectations, and a second reversal of expectations in relation to the response of the apostles to the news of the women. But what the story does is to create that excitement and then the experience of people not believing what has been told. And that clearly was an experience that was present for many of those who told this story, that people didn't believe them. So it's a place of identification also for the audiences of the tellers of Luke's tale. That is, the apostles didn't believe them. So if I don't believe it, at least I have, somebody else who had the same response. But then the story is confirmed. So, wonderful story. Have fun telling it.